Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code TARGET at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code TARGET. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hey there, backstagers. It's me, producer Steven. You know the old saying, man makes plans and God laughs. So this week we had a couple unforeseen situations. So we are running a classic episode from the vault. We know you are going to love it. You know, we have over 200 episodes right now. So I know there's a lot of episodes that you probably haven't heard. So just a reminder, go back and listen to the old episodes. They're great. Now, before we start the episode, I do just want to remind you that Dustin has a book out called How to Be Married to Melissa, including an audio version from Amazon. And if you go to his website, DustinNickerson.com, you can check out all of his upcoming tour dates, including this weekend, July 1st and 2nd at the Mic Drop Comedy Club here in San Diego, California. Then he's off to Chicago for the 6th and 7th at Zany's Comedy Club, and then the 8th and 9th at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. Then back here to the West Coast for 7/13 at the Punchline in San Francisco. Now, there's a lot more tour dates on the seasonal headliner tour. So I want you to go over to DustinNickerson.com, check out the calendar, and also buy tickets so you can see Dustin in person. Also, while you're at the website, please check out the Patreon. It's a way to give a little more and get a little more from the podcast. There's monthly Zoom hangs. There's items from thrift stores. There's a whole bunch, a whole bevy. I'm going to use that word, a whole bevy. I've been playing Wordle lately. I think that's what I'm going to start tomorrow's with, bevy. There's a bevy of bonuses you can get on our Patreon. So check that out as well. Hope you guys are having a great Wednesday. We'll be back next week with the new episode.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, really more kind of directly across from me, adjacent. Oh my gosh, we're just so in
line.
We're
so in sync.
We just finish each other's complete
sandwiches.
Thoughts. Sandwiches.
It's a frozen line.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, okay. Is in the southwest corner of our daughter's bedroom / our recording studio is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey.
She is like me in that she's in a combo of a beanbag / what are these called?
Study buddies.
Yeah. They're just the
You're
upper
just
part.
On the floor.
I use mine for back support. I just turned in an exceedingly long writing project, and I'm treating myself to a LaCroix, which we don't normally have LaCroix during the pod. So
no.
We're going to be a little loosey.
It's a half a LaCroix.
A lot of goosey. And it's going to be a shorter episode because I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we did actually have, albeit maybe a slightly shorter episode, a topic we really wanted to talk about, which is, how do we encapsulate this? Helping your kids find the things they like to do.
They need activities.
We tend to be, I don't want to say negative, but we do complain a lot about parenting. It's very hard. It's very challenging. It's a bit of a relief maybe for us to come in. And I think that's why a lot of parents listen to the pod, you know, and
people,
and they're just like, oh man, I can resonate with that. It's very therapeutic for me. And I can put it on with my kids in the car and they can be like, oh, we're bad sometimes. People are, oh, maybe this is how my parents feel. And then for our non-parents that listen, they're like, oh, I should get a vasectomy now. You know, maybe I don't want to have kids.
Apologize to their parents.
Oscar Wilde, that's the third stage. Sometimes they forgive their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like we're in a nice little sweet season right now with our kids all having activities that they're enjoying. Joel with football, Gloria with kayaking, and Claire with whatever we drag her along to, / swim lesson, / art class. So,
okay.
But we want to talk about our journey there.
Okay.
and maybe some of the starts and stops from our own life, and maybe how we were encouraged / discouraged in our own ways, and how we found our respective passions.
All right. Yep. Wow.
And we'll be over at
5 minutes.
It'll be 11 minutes. We'll do a Munchie Mug plug somewhere in there. And, you know, we'll be done by, you know, like I said, if you're like, oh man, I listen to this usually on my lunch break, you can listen to this on your 15 today. Is what I'm saying. Listen to me, it's going to be a full episode. It always is. Real quick before we do that, a couple things. We want to say thank you to all of our patrons who were at the Patreon Zoom hang yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Great time. Every people who logged on, was chatting about what's going on in their life, chatting about summer plans. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a very simple thing where you can become a patron and you can give a little more to Dustin Nickerson Comedy and get a little more. So you get content in advance, you get free merch, you get discounts on other merch, you get a monthly Zoom hang, you get meet and greets at shows, all kinds of stuff. So you're going to want to check that out. You're going to go to patreon.com/Dustin Nickerson, which there is a link in the episode description. Mm-hmm. Check that out. It's as low as $5 a month.
Yes.
And as high as $100 a month, depending how much you want to support us. Speaking of supporting us and speaking of dates and hanging out and Patreon, what's the word? Patreon benefits.
Okay, benefits.
upcoming tour dates. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this on time,
you can drive to Phoenix.
Wait, weren't we going to talk about the 4th of July?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, guys.
What?
You guys.
You pulled a fast one on us.
No, I forgot. If you think I'm going to re-record this episode, I'm not. You're stuck with the intro. That beautiful intro.
That was so good.
About
your
what
summary?
We were going to talk about that. We're not.
Wow.
We're going to talk about the 4th of July.
You had me convinced. We'll save that one.
We'll save that one.
Tuck that away.
For another time. You know, it will. I'll kind of need more energy on that one anyway. But if we just need to rehash my memories of 4th of July, that'll be no problem at all. Speaking of 4th of July, though, I don't have a date the 4th of July, but I do have some upcoming stand-up work that I'd like you guys to check out. So again, tomorrow, June 30th, I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. I hope you guys get tickets to that. I need to sell like 40 more tickets for us to hit. for us to hit a number where we make a high percentage more money if we hit 40 more tickets. So fingers crossed that you guys are
coming out.
You guys are coming out on that one. There's AC. That's all you need to know there in Phoenix. And then July on the 7th, I'm going to be in Raleigh. On the 11th, I'm going to be in Nashville. On the 21st, I'm going to be in Philly. And on the 23rd and 24th, I'm going to be in DC. On the 29th, I'm going to be in Sacramento. And then on the 30th, I'm going to be in Santa Rosa. Move on to August. I'm going to be in Spokane on the 15th. And then on the 25th, I'm going to be in Kansas City. Early September, co-headlining dates with my good friend Zoltan Cassis. Have we announced those officially?
I think so.
On the 2nd, San Antonio. On the 3rd, Houston. On the 4th, Richardson, which is just outside of Dallas. And on the 5th, Austin. Check that out. Moving on, we've got Portland in September. We've got Portland on the 9th, Seattle on the 10th and the 11th, Tacoma on the 12th, St. Louis on the 19th. Irvine on the 22nd October. We've got Indianapolis. Beyond that, we have upcoming dates that will be announced soon in Louisville, Oklahoma, some other ones that I can't remember. Chicago.
Oh yeah.
In Milwaukee.
Oh, nice. And San Diego.
Yeah, I'm having
some new stuff.
Yeah, I'm meeting with the booker of the new club. There's two new clubs here in town.
Yeah.
He wanted to have a beer on Wednesday, but I'm in Phoenix, and he's like, well, what about a coffee at the club at 9 a.m.? And I was like, okay, well, everyone in my house is going to be gone anyway, so.
On Wednesday. Okay, yep. Good to know.
I'm really taking some time off to enjoy, you know, the project that I just finished.
Yeah.
Really, not finished, but... And by that, I'm going to LA twice this week, Phoenix on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And
North County Tuesday night.
Oh, that is tomorrow. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
And then you have local shows Thursday.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for listening to the pod today. I have to go sleep. I do want to talk about the 4th of July because, the 4th of July.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
It's weird.
I feel like nobody's thinking about the 4th of July. I'm hoping that Steven listens to this Yeah. And a lot of time he doesn't.
You know,
and goes,
they have so much family.
And goes, hey, we forgot to invite Dustin and Melissa to the thing, the shindig at our parents this 4th of July.
I've got a pun. We make a big splash at a party.
Oh, gosh. Oh, mom with the dad joke. We do make a big impact. There's no doubt about that. Especially depending on what kind of mood Claire's in.
So I totally get it. I totally get it.
You also, they also have a lot of family.
They have a ton of family.
I'm pretty good at parties. But not as good as like Dorothy and Steven. They don't need
me. No.
They don't need me.
No.
But 4th of July.
All right. That was our pitch.
The single, I don't want to say most celebrated, but it was the holiday.
The event of the year?
It was the event of the year for the Nickerson family. It was the thing that everybody got together for.
It was a lot like a family reunion.
It was 100% a family reunion. But
tons of friends were also welcome.
Oh, friggin', you know.
The loosest association.
We're saying people off the, with gypsies.
A lot of gypsies.
A lot of, I don't know, hobo's not the word I'm looking for, but just people you were just looking, you would not know where, there would just be random people. And random animals. There was always random animals. Like, whose dog
really
is that?
Also a dog reunion.
It was a dog reunion. But my extended family would get together at the lake house in Lakeside, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a place my dad built. The younger years, exceedingly great memories of...
A-frame.
Inner tubing. Yeah. It's not an A-frame. A-frames are shaped like an A.
I really thought it was.
It's not.
Dang
it was, no, just...
Well, I haven't been there in a while.
A real flat top. Definitely.
Man. like an A with a flat top.
Yeah.
Like a chalet. Okay, just scrap it.
No, keep going.
No!
It had
the loft.
You have called that an A-frame.
I haven't seen it in
75 times.
14 years.
I've corrected you 73 times.
Oh, man. Your dad could tell me all about it.
He could. He built the thing.
Yeah, he designed it. He built it.
So we would get together there. Everyone would be there. There was limited bedding. So some people would bring their trailers. There also were a couple extra
big
trailers.
Flex. Big flex.
I would never want to be in one of the trailers. I would sleep... on a raft in the lake before I would sleep in the tall grass of the field.
A lot of people bought trailers this year, Dustin.
Bringing your own trailer is one thing. Bringing in some of the trailer homes that were already there. I mean, one was called the spider trailer.
Well, they sat in the woods all year?
Yeah, they just sat... They were just there.
Empty.
Yeah.
Trailers.
Yeah.
On the property.
I mean this genuinely, that I was always way more uncomfortable and frankly more scared to sleep in the house than I was outside of the house. I would much rather be in a tent because I knew the tent had only been up a few days and had only had limited amount of time to acquire bugs, spiders, ghosts, drunk family members, etc. But it was a
all
big
of
deal.
Which you had to watch out for.
Absolutely. None, all as equally dangerous and poisonous as the last.
alleged bear sightings.
Oh, not alleged. I saw a bobcat. Yeah, I was like, I went for a run like up the hill and, you know, I was like, I'm just going to go jog up here and just sitting there in the middle of the road. And he stared at me and I stared at him. And he climbed up the little hill and went back into the woods. And I have never run faster.
Right.
Just full sprint down a hill, a gravel mountain hill.
That is so scary.
Very, very scary. Because, there's less scary than a lot of the family members, honestly. And, but it was a real drunken redneck affair. We would have a horseshoe tournament, and my family we always had the horseshoe tournament, and then there's a lot of drama on the horseshoe tournament because,
so bad.
The horseshoe tournament.
Because it's either, you know, you would plan the tournament.
Well,
because
I was the only one who could plan a bracket, and this was before.
This was about 9 a.m.,
Well, this was before, like, apps and the internet, where if you needed, like, If you needed to find like a 13-team double elimination bracket, that used to be like a math equation that you had to work out.
Yeah, this is on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, exactly. And now you could just type it into an app or whatever, and they would just make it super easy for you.
Yeah, you type in 16 names.
I was the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the setup of the bracket and the teams, mm-hmm. the picking the partners.
There was a real ceremony to it all because mm-hmm. our family would... I don't know how interesting this is or isn't to other people, but what it was it was co-ed.
You kind of, yeah.
So you put uh-huh. all the males' names into a hat, and then you would go around to the females, mm-hmm. and they would draw the name of their teammate.
Yeah.
Now, there were always more males that played than females, mm-hmm. so like... The three to five worst guys had to be females. And that was a win and a loss because it's embarrassing, but there's a chance.
You might pull it off.
It's your only chance of winning. And it was always the same three or four guys that won. It was me. It was my mm-hmm. dad. Mm-hmm. It was Pink.
Yeah, I knew Pink was in the running. Pink
and Ron Ryder. These are real people. these are not.
Dustin and Don.
Whereas the dart tournament was usually won by Lefty or Poncho, who those were their nicknames, or one of their nicknames, because Lefty's second nickname was Tater, and his third nickname was Jimmy, and his actual name was James. So we were four nicknames in, each getting more ridiculous than the last. James to Jimmy, Jimmy to Tater, Tater to Lefty. And mm-hmm. then he would play with Poncho, whose actual name is Duncan.
Okay.
This gives you an idea of the characters that were in and around. And these are some mm-hmm. of the more stable people at this. Uh-huh. So it was a big deal. And it would be centered around that. And mm-hmm. I had a little dynasty for a while. I won 3 years in a row. And what proceeded from that was a lot of bitterness, a lot of jealousy, a lot of people being mad because I was in charge mm-hmm. of the tournament mm-hmm. and I was winning it. Mm-hmm. A lot of seeds of bitterness.
This is like 17 to 20. Years old, you...
Oh, no, like 14 to 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Before I came
around. The years that you just start drinking at the lake. Which was one of the big advantages is that...
You were sober.
I was sober, or I was the most sober, in comparison. Pink was always his worst enemy, because Pink was a really good... I'm sure he still is a good player, but he would get tired during the midday, and he would a lot of time take a nap, and he would wake up way worse. Because a long time, horseshoes is a slow game. And here, uh-huh. Spoiler alert, none of us are very good at horseshoes.
You're like, you're up, get down there.
Yeah. So I remember a lot of pressure. I remember the year that I won with Kathy. Kathy drew my name and she goes, I'm going to win.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, there's a lot of pressure. But I lived uh-huh. up to it. I was kind mm-hmm. of the goat of the...
Do you remember all your partners that you won with?
The first year I won with Diane, my cousin nice. Diane, uh-huh. and Diane carried me. Diane was the best female player.
Nice.
And so if you had a good
Diane's
female
good.
Player...
Uh-huh, I remember Diane. Good. Was good.
I won with Kathy, and I won with my sister, Jessica. And didn't we win one?
We won one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we were married when you went with Jess, but...
That sounds right.
Yeah. I remember... A couple lake fourths.
See, I mean, you came in...
At least three, maybe four.
You came in, already, like, my family does like outsiders a little bit. That's what the family does. And, but you came in, I think you won your, like, first tourney, right?
I think I did.
Well,
uh-huh. Well, we got partnered.
It's not a lot of athletes in my family either. But at that time, I think you weighed about the amount of two horseshoes.
If I focus, I'm okay at like bowling. Horseshoe. It's just like straight.
Right. So this
throw it straight.
Okay. So from my dynasty over
or ski
the
hop,
horseshoe tournament.
Right?
Ski. Oh yeah, ski ball.
Ski ball.
Yeah.
There we go. Ski. Sock hop.
Sock hop.
Ski bop.
from my dynasty on the horseshoe tournament, that led to them just making more tournaments, which I think came from, you know, a desire for to win other tournaments.
Okay.
So Hillbilly Golf, also known as Ladder Golf.
Oh, that's right.
And then there was a cribbage one added.
Don was building Ladder Golf.
I think there was a Yahtzee one added. By the time we stopped going, there was a darts one added. By the time we went, it was an Olympic Games of redneck
NASCAR
sports.
NASCAR was on
always
all the time.
On.
Yeah.
But the point being, the 4th of July was when I knew I was going to see a lot of my family members. I remember missing my first one. It was when I made All-Stars in like 8th or 9th grade. And it was a
huge deal
that I missed the family lake house thing. It was kind of foreshadowing that I would just stop going years later. But, you know, it's a pain to get to Lakeside, Oregon. And there was always there was always a big barbecue. There was always a lot of food. Mm-hmm. A lot of macaroni salad.
Ribs.
A lot of Reese's.
Probably some, definitely some hot dogs.
Oh, some
burgers.
Definitely some deviled eggs.
Yeah.
My dad, there was
pickles.
There was whole pickles. There, the amount of beer that was consumed is
astronomical.
I mean, you could remodel one of the rooms in the lake house based on how much money you made in recycling the cans.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember, my dad constructed what my dad went down to. I don't even know where he got them.
We have no idea. These were industrial.
They were refrigerator size boxes.
Yeah.
They were.
He had a whole.
You know those refrigerator container. Boxes where you see they're like 8 feet tall or six feet.
And then there was wood involved.
And yeah, exactly. He built a structure that lived in, and then he found.
The hugest bags.
I don't even know where you found 6 foot deep plastic bags, but he did.
Yeah.
And you still had to change that thing every 18 hours.
Dunn was definitely, and is, he was the lake caretaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
that's
so.
Oh, that's really nice.
By the end of the trip.
Yeah.
Or he got a little kickback. Because he took those to the recycling center.
My dad literally built the lake house, and he was and is for a long time was its caretakers, and he would either do the work or hire the work, you know, to get the lawn trimmed. And, you know, it's a lot of upkeep, you know, the dock, and it was on the water.
The dock was like, what, like 20 feet or 40 feet? I don't know. It was, remember? Like, he built that.
Oh, the ramp was 50 yards from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had
to. Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He built a huge, or the dock was like 50 yards. He built a huge ramp that went all the way. Yeah.
It was huge.
Which is the scariest thing when you have young kids, because it's high.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, so this is it. This is how they're going to go, is falling off the ramp at the lake house. But
thanks for reminding me.
In the field. Every year, usually a tater or a bush rod was usually, or a Dundee, if Dundee was around, were in charge of the fireworks. And we had great fireworks shows, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And just people who were fearless.
Right.
And we would get in oftentimes a little competition with the marina that was across the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I have vivid memories of my dad like yelling, like, what do you think of this? And
that sounds just like him.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, yeah. He would like, they'd be like, he would like, I remember one year he went all out on fireworks. And he was like, he'd be like, because I was lighting them that year. He's like, Dustin, what's this one called? He's like, it's Inferno. And he'd be like, I'd light it. And he'd go, here comes the Inferno. Take that, you marina snobs, you know. And the marina just had people that were camping.
Okay.
In like a field, you know, and they weren't organized like they're, you know. What's the next one? Kamikaze. Real. Here comes the kamikaze. Probably with some racist Asian accent.
The highfalutin campers.
So I can't really even fully articulate it, but also it had nothing to do with America. Like, you, in most of the 4th of July stuff that we're a part of now has a strong Independence Day. We live in a Marine Navy town.
Yeah.
It's all very American. You know, we went to that 4th of July thing at SeaWorld, you know, and they like, you know, they like, it was, first off, they shoot all the fireworks at the dolphins. You know how much SeaWorld hates the animals there. The I thought the bottle rockets at the turtles were a little much, but listen, I mean, that's the kind of organization SeaWorld is. But we, I mean, it was like, I mean, you cried. You got pretty emotional at Proud to Be an American.
I know. Kept piping in the songs.
So
the
I have a lot of straight up family memories, but you have a lot of sentimental memories on the 4th of July.
I have memories of, you know, so hot because Okinawa, Japan, and then Wichita Falls, Texas.
Right, right, right.
But we would usually, the Air Force bases would have like an air show and like,
sure,
they would have like all planes out, all these planes out. Kids could like sit in the cockpit with like a leather jacket on and get like a photo.
With your dad?
Well, no, like just you.
Oh, just you by yourself.
Like with some aviators on.
Oh, yeah. Do these photos of you exist somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen these. I can already see your little smile. Playing it cool. It's a little Claire smile. Claire is so much like you. It is. What did she say today? We were... Oh, man, I can't remember.
She doesn't like being sensitive.
She, no, no, ready? Here you go.
Okay.
We are
at the orthodontist.
We're at the orthodontist. Mm-hmm. Today we have to go to the orthodontist, and we go to the park, and then we go to Dark Horse real quick. Sorry, I didn't get you anything.
You didn't get me anything.
Well.
It's fine. I'm joking.
You don't get me stuff a lot.
What?
You didn't get me anything for Father's Day. So... And I got you about five things for your birthday. Which, by the way, Claire being like you, this is a true story. I tried a necklace on her that I ended up getting you because I was like, you look enough like mom. You have some of her tones and patterns and silly smiles. That, but so we, I wonder if you could guess. What did Claire not like about going from the orthodontist to Dark Horse?
The busy street.
The jaywalking.
Oh, she told me about it.
She told you about this. She brought it up. That's so funny. Yeah, she goes like, I don't like jaywalking, Dad. Like, we shouldn't do this. I was like, well, we kind of have to. There's no crosswalk.
There's no light anywhere.
She said it on both ways. But what did she tell you? She told you she snitched on me that we had to jaywalk?
She just said something about, I didn't know the specifics or that it was today. Mm-hmm. But she was like, yeah, I had a jaywalk and I did not like it at all.
Oh, she's so careful. Yesterday we did Cal's Mountain with, you know, which is a little hike. It's the highest point in San Diego City. So we go up there and we go on the hike. And it's like, this is like with like the kind of like youth group boys. It's kind of loosely associated with that. It's fun. And we go up there.
At sunrise.
At sunset. And I had never made such good time down because Melissa is the only person that I have ever known who is slower on the hike down. Because we said this before in the pod, because she's so careful that you see those little rocks and you just get super careful. And I told that to our lawyer friend, Jeremy, who said like, well, that does make sense because you probably are more likely to get hurt going down than up. 100% accurate, but it's just funny.
I did, when we did Cal's recently, I slipped on the last step.
Right.
And... an old guy was like, are you okay? And
yes.
I was like, yes, I am.
This is
I almost went down on the last step.
This is the same idea of getting hurt on the like the last run of the day, right? When you're like, I'll do one more in skiing or whatever. I don't know why I grew up.
Because you're tired.
We grew up with that money. We didn't go skiing. You get it. But so she has a lot in common with you in that way. Yeah. Now, 4th of July, back to 4th of July, your military, your whole childhood. So when do you, I mean, it's all.
It's the 80s, it's the 90s.
Oh, gosh. People are still big on America everywhere you go.
Yeah, people still, you know, God and country.
I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't be, but.
It was prime military Americana.
Right. I mean, especially it being, you were living on bases. Yeah. So there was a lot of that stuff. Did you guys do like fireworks shows and stuff? What was allowed on bases? I imagine that might be frowned upon.
I think there were some fireworks
shows. What do you remember for the celebration itself?
Well, the air show.
Yeah, was the air show.
Mm-hmm. Which is during the day. It
is that
so
cool
hot.
As a kid? I remember seeing a couple air shows as a kid and being like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's what it was like.
I think adults like air shows more.
Because in Seattle, they've got Sea Fair.
Yeah.
You know, and they like go over the
I saw it maybe four times
I-90
as a kid.
Corridor,
and I was like,
or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, it doesn't feel that much different than when you see like a normal plane go by when you're a kid. But as an adult, you appreciate how amazing it is.
They're all in formation.
You care that they're so close. You're like, wow, that is crazy dangerous that they're that close.
Yes.
Especially like the Blue Angels, right? Where they're all super close to each other or whatnot.
Yeah, we went to Petco and they had the flyover and it was cloudy.
It was cloudy. You knew they were there. But we do not need to go to a fireworks show this year because of that epic Petco fireworks show.
And we were right next to it.
I have been thinking about how, I mean, it's hard to think of something better to be at on the 4th of July than a baseball game.
Yeah.
It's and so I was wondering if like, well, if the Padres are out of town and it doesn't look like Steven's inviting us over, so maybe we go to an Anaheim game or we go to the Dodgers or something like that. Maybe we could do that.
We actually did go to Petco for a 4th. Once. My family did.
Oh, really?
I think it must have been like our first year in California.
You guys went to a Padres game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
I think so.
You went to a Dodgers game. I'm sure of that. I remember your family going to Dodgers games. You guys, there's no way you would have driven to San Diego.
You're probably right. Yeah, we came down here for surf camp and I was shocked at how long it took us.
It's very far from Lancaster.
It's like 6 hours. Yeah. Because you have to drive through LA. So you might be right. I might be right.
But when we have taken a 4th of July, we for a couple years, we did what my family did, which was the lake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then one year we literally drove away from them on the 4th of July. One night we watched fireworks as we discovered late night Dairy Queen and got some moo lattes. And it's a special memory in our as we saw fireworks and we needed coffee so bad. And Dairy Queen offered us ice cream and coffee combined.
I remember Oregon didn't take credit cards.
I know, we're so old.
Oregon took forever.
This was what, 15 years ago?
2000 and...
Yeah, it was early on in our marriage. Because this year's 17 years for us or 18?
Yeah,
17.
17, yes.
17 years married for us and we...
Yeah, Oregon was cash based. Okay.
But I think when we moved to San Diego is when I feel like I remember us starting to set down like, well, what we were going to do for 4th of July.
We hit a couple parties in the Northwest, but like babies and toddlers do not love the 4th of July.
It's not really a great holiday for them because they don't really appreciate any of it. Now that I think of it, almost kids don't really like fireworks shows that much. They do for like the first minute, right?
Elementary years, you do. I do.
Maybe
they
get a little older.
I like night and the lights and that's all fun.
The colors. The
ambience.
Yeah.
But yeah, little kids, you're like, why are we keeping you up so late? And you're so tired and you would sleep through these at home. Which is hard. So when we moved to San Diego, our kids were 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And our church and friends did a couple of Fiesta Island 4th of July's.
Right.
Someone would get there, Kelly would get there at like 5 in the morning to get there's only like 8 fire pits.
Right.
She would reserve one and then we would spend the whole day there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the SeaWorld fireworks were across the water.
Right.
And you could see a couple other shows too.
There, if you want to Google this, it's a funny YouTube. There was one year that all the fireworks got set off at once.
Yes.
And it was not cool. It was one of the loudest explosions you've ever heard.
It was the first firework. Mm. They all went off.
Right.
And then it went pitched black.
And we had no idea what had happened. Those were long days with the kids at those.
Yes.
And it was chaotic and everything was like spread out and they were dirty. And I
they
think
were
the
so dirty.
Only thing that made that like possible for us, or like the only thing that kept it going and was that we put their snacks in a munchie mug. And did you see that one coming?
I saw that one coming.
I think you see it in the eyes, right? Or you see me going.
Your temperament, your tone changes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's how I stopped getting Steven. Steven could just sense it that I had already decided in my mind. I
was going to say maybe we could put some marshmallows in the munchie mug.
I was thinking, yeah, one of these times you should sneak it in on me. And
I would have never thought to do that.
I know. If I can get you to focus on the sentence that I'm saying.
I know.
I need to learn how to keep your thoughts in a munchie mug on this podcast to keep them.
That would be great.
From spilling out.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to learn how to keep your emotions in a munchie mug so you stop oversharing to people we meet for the first time.
In the first minute meet them.
So as people are deciding if they're going to rent the unit in the back, you start just dropping our problems with the landlord on them over 10 years.
Yeah.
Because we actually really want these people to come in.
It's good. It's good for a wedding too.
Yes.
Yeah. Just first introduction.
Did you overshare at the wedding when I wasn't?
You did. I did. With Brian Bates's wife.
What did you overshare?
Like, in a second.
What'd you share?
It was about just being in the South.
This is what I'm saying, guys. I wish I had a munchie mug for Melissa's emotions. Mm-hmm. Actually, I really like when they spill over. But so it wouldn't be good for emotions, but it is good for snacks. It's great for snacks.
Yeah, it is.
Pirate's booty, off-brand Pirate's booty that Melissa got and the kids hate.
Well, Pirate's booty is like $8.
Actually, don't put that in a munchie mug because your kids want that to spill. They want that to spill out and never.
Yeah, you tried it.
I tried it and they brought it up before I just today. They're like, have you tried that, Dad? It's so bad. Munchie mug, though, would keep that in its best, freshest fashion. If you have some other things you want in there, trail mix, granola.
Yes. Crackers.
Crackers.
Yeah.
Grapes.
What about Nutter Butters?
Nutter Butters.
Those are delicious.
If you have something that you don't want to spill, it's the best spill-proof cup on the market. So you're going to want to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to want to go to munchiemug.com, pick out which colors you want, which varieties that you want. And
make it 4th of July themed.
Get them 4th of July, red, white, and blue. It's dishwasher safe. It's free shipping. And when you use promo code Don't Make Me, that is all one word, Don't Make Me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Boom. We nailed it. What I think is the first tradition that I remember in San Diego for us for 4th of July is the neighborhood, what do we call it?
Bike parade. Yep.
Which is amazing. Kids in our area.
Very cute.
Got together and on their various modes of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
The homes came out. Everyone dolled up in their red, white, and blue and just rode around this one block, which was super cool.
Yeah.
And people would be blasting music and they would just keep going. And and we didn't do it last year. And it was the first year that we were home that we didn't do it because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely really looking forward to it. I know we can't make it because we're going to be at Stevens, but I wish that we would have had time for both. It would have been really fun if we would have had time for both. But it was great. And I think that's the type of thing that maybe it wasn't that great, but it felt great because it was our thing.
Because we chose it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I get that. That's the same thing with the moo lattes.
Exactly.
We made the holiday our own.
Our own thing, which was some of the earliest advice we got in marriage, which is, forget your family. Just go do your thing.
I think there's like a middle ground for that, but yeah, sure.
Exactly. There's a
sometimes.
Melissa, we have a family member that lives with us.
Yes.
We.
Sometimes you would make the freedom toast.
Oh, freedom toast. I forgot about freedom toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have some people over for freedom toast in the morning. And
but that's, that's pretty fancy.
The syrup doesn't run. I mean, guys.
Freedom toast, a bike parade, and then get into Stevens. Like, that's a lot.
That is a lot. So, Steven, let us know which one we need to cut. So we can be back over at your place cutting a rug. I'm dancing right now, but you guys can't see it. We really do thrive on, I think, creating individual, unique, like, holiday things. Like, we have gone to a lot of people's 4th of July parties, but for years, 3 years now, we have done Thanksgiving in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite thing in the world. I love it so much.
It's
It's sad that we don't get to do it this year, but it just kind of went away or last year, you know. But I think that that's very similar to us with the fourth, in that, you know, we're just like, okay, well, these are our things, but we don't like, I don't know. I think when we were married, we went to a gasworks. We went and did the fireworks 1 year because Seattle has a bunch of fireworks over the Space Needle. Mm-hmm. But it is a real crowd situation. You have to determine whether or not it's worth it, right, on the 4th of July?
Yeah, the real big places, if you drive and park, like, you're going to be stuck for like an hour.
Right.
Leaving. And
which is a nice transition to how I want to land this plane at this air show.
Yeah.
Is what are we doing Sunday, Melissa? This was a very elaborate way for me to talk about the 4th of July. We've talked about what we've done in the past. The Lake House, SeaWorld, baseball games.
Air shows.
Air shows, bike parades.
Yes, Island.
Stevens. But what are we doing this Sunday? Because I'm going to be in L.A. And Joel has to go to camp on Sunday. So I'm going to be in L.A. on Saturday, on the 3rd.
Yep.
But I'm coming home. What do we got going on?
We don't know what time Joel has to leave for camp.
Okay.
And there's actually a church service. So that's an option. Your face is just blank.
I don't want to go to
the bike parade.
That would mean I
would
have been at a church service 2 out of 3 weeks, and I don't want to give them the wrong idea. As
you
far as how
hit
often,
Father's Day.
As far as I'm going to be around,
okay.
Yeah. If I do Father's Day, they're like, he's the definition of
he's
a holiday.
The instead. Holiday father. Okay, so there's the bike parade's probably at 10. It always is. I did get carne asada.
Mm-hmm.
We can make that. I don't know. We just tracked down some fireworks.
Is it? Or like go to a fireworks? Oh, there's the lake.
S'mores.
There's the one at the lake park near us.
No, that got canceled.
This year it got canceled?
Well, our orthodontist
went to that one 2 years ago at a friend's house. We've crashed a lot.
Oh, you're right.
I'm talking about show up at parties. I was going to say, I'm talking about how we've like done our thing. Like we create our own unique holiday. False. We on the 4th of July, we crash people's parties.
You're right.
And we've publicly tried to crash one on this pod now.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
So the one near us is canceled.
Yeah, our
this
orthodontist
year.
Used to sponsor it. I think it only made it like 2 or 3 years. I think everyone around the lake complains because their dogs don't like it.
Okay, that sounds like a very San Diego thing. Like, for example, airplanes can't take off before 6:30 because everyone who got a house near the airport is mad that the noise.
Point Loma.
That's where I grew up. The airport near the airport was the poor area, so you didn't get to complain about that kind of stuff. But
you just got used to airplanes.
That's why it was cheap, is because you lived near the airport and it was going to be a little noisy. So,
San Diego's airport is so nice. The location.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's very odd.
So do you want to go to a fireworks show this weekend? Like if I'm like, all right,
Well, you don't sound like you want to.
Well,
I do.
You do want to go to one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's surprising to me. I'm not opposed to it. But I'm surprised you want to. Like, do you want to go to one of the big ones? Like, do you want to get a beach spot? Do you want to go downtown?
No,
do you
I
want
could
to go
be
to
like
SeaWorld?
Like a last minute get in the car, park somewhere.
Oh, interesting.
Just for the show. But last year we just watched a superhero movie during the fireworks show.
Well, what else did we have to do? That was all.
Yeah,
there were no fireworks shows.
It.
You had to watch them online last year.
Yeah.
What is your? We'll end here.
That's why I thought it'd be.
What
cool
is your
to
favorite
see some.
4th of July ever?
I have several. Yeah.
Well, by definition, you can't have more than one.
Okay.
Favorite.
Favorite.
Very favorite. What's your favorite 4th of July ever?
Probably the one when we left Oregon.
Yeah.
When we drove home. In the fireworks.
Yeah.
I think you had to work or something.
Probably. Let's be
Starbucks was open on
July
5th.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got the moo lattes at Dairy Queen.
So just me and you.
Yeah, I mean we had the family element, but it was like I've never done that on the 4th.
Yeah.
Done a late night road trip.
It was nice. And those Moo Lattes. I mean, really, this is a shout out for Moo Lattes, which I don't even think are a thing anymore.
I don't think Dairy Queen makes those anymore. I don't even know if like Frappuccinos were like new.
I'm not even sure we ever got them again.
Yeah.
But it was.
We probably wouldn't like them.
No. But it hit us in a time and place.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe they're open.
In a moment in our lives. Dairy Queen knows.
Yeah.
Well, funny enough, that my favorite 4th of July is very different than yours, but it does involve a Dairy Queen, which there you go.
Oh, I know where you're going.
St. George, Utah, a few years ago, mm-hmm. we are driving to Colorado.
Yeah.
Our stop is in St. George, Utah. We know nothing about St. George, Utah. I know nothing about
it's
it. We've never
hot.
Been. We get there, and all I think we're really going to be doing that day is going to the hotel.
Yeah.
That's all, mm-hmm. you know, your standard Fairfield Inn and Suites. We go and we find that there's a little, like a little fair in town. Mm-hmm. Super fun. Mm-hmm. Water slide. Joel wins like a big snake or something. I don't remember what he wins. He wins a big thing. We go on a bunch of rides. It's a lot of fun. We mm-hmm. also find out that there's a fireworks show later that night, right after like this big country music thing.
Yeah, ends. Like the radio station.
And it turned into like Americana magic. We were sitting at this playground that we'd been mm-hmm. playing at for a long time. There's like a concert in the background. And then it felt like we were in the Sandlot.
Yeah.
We were in this.
Maybe that's what all of Utah feels like.
Well, on the 4th of July, it absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
Big fireworks show. Amazing. We're surrounded by a bunch of families. Super cool little park area. Amazing show. All our kids are somehow happy. Joel's sitting up on the monkey bars, like taking it in.
Yeah.
Amazing mm-hmm. moment. And then we go have blizzards, and then we go, and I was like,
our little one Claire fell asleep,
right, which was kind of ideal,
and we got blizzards and we brought them to the hotel and she slept through the whole thing,
right? And in
glorious.
And then in blizzards you can check to see if they flip yeah. upside down, but that only works right when you get them,
not
and
when
Gloria,
it's 110
25 minutes later in the elevator checks to see if you can turn it upside down.
Yeah, Dairy Queen, you're just messing with kids.
Exactly. And it yeah. plops on there, and even
and
still
we just gave her ours,
my best 4th yeah. of July memory.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you guys so much. Have a happy 4th. Whatever you're doing, be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. All right, yeah. guys. Thanks so much for listening.
All right. Bye.
Hey, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up tier. That list is Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code DeGrow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, David and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ibling, Juliana Smith, Bonnie Galeando, and Jennifer Ashley Downs. Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.